Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday was an example of why 18 games into the season, of a 60-game season, the Mets feel like a bad baseball team. Because they did what a bad baseball team does. We all know that right now, without Marcus Stroman walking through that door, without Noah Syndergaard walking through that door, with Steven Matz pitching as awful as we've seen in a couple of years, that this is not a great rotation. And that's probably one of the biggest issues they face. And so last night, they get a real good outing out of Rick Porcello. Back to back now. Real solid outing out of Rick. Even though second pitch of the game, Trey Turner hits a home run into the Chase Utley zone in right field. And even though he gave up another run in the second inning and had given up four hits in the first two innings, Rick settled down. He made the big pitches he needed to, and his defense backed him up, specifically the DP combination of Luis Guillerme and Andrés Giménez. So the Met defense, which has been lousy, was great last night. Not a coincidence based on who was on the field, obviously. When you've got Giménez at shortstop and Guillerme at second and Dom Smith at first and even Billy Hamilton in center field, it's obvious it's better defense. So their defense, which is usually bad, was great last night. Their starting pitching, which has mostly been bad, was really good last night. Their bullpen, which was a major question coming into the season, has been great for about a week now, and it continued that last night with two scoreless out of Jarrett Hughes and even another strong performance from Edwin Diaz. All that's great. But what losing teams do is they lose anyway. And so that other problem that doesn't seem to be going away reared its ugly head again. And that is their in-a-freaking-ability to get a big hit. And you felt this coming. Here is Max Scherzer. Still have great respect for Max Scherzer. I do. But Max has been banged up now over the last year. Max left his last start against the Mets. Max labored in that Game 7 of the World Series, and he was laboring last night. He's throwing a million pitches, and to the Mets' credit, they're having some really good at-bats. Dom Smith is drawing a walk. They're making Max throw a ton of pitches in that first inning, and Wilson Ramos looks at a 2-2 pitch that he should have smacked. Opportunity number one against Max Scherzer, thrown away. Opportunity number two. And what a surprise, Brandon Nimmo was a big part of it. Because one thing about Brandon Nimmo that we know is he may not be a great hitter, but boy, that guy can draw a walk. He can. And he does it sometimes in big spots. And he does it sometimes in really impressive ways. Last night in the second inning, with a runner on first and two men down, Brandon Nimmo put on a clinic. He's fouling pitches off. He's battling Mad Max. 11 pitch at bat, draws a walk. Wow. Scherzer's pitch count's like going past 50, and it's the second inning. And here they are, waiting for that big hit yet again. And here's Jeff McNeil, who's been okay since he's come back from the injured list. He's been okay. Had a base hit his first time up, that little infield hit, and he strikes out. And that was the moment in the second inning in which I said, they're done. Because even though Max isn't Max, when you can't take advantage of those great opportunities early against a really, really good pitcher, you're going to live to regret it. And Max, for the most part, settled down after that. You know, he did put J.D. Davis on to start the third inning, and Dom Smith lines into a double play, and he did give up that triple to Andrés Giménez, but he had a good fifth inning. He had a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Isn't that typical? The last inning he threw was a 1-2-3 inning with his pitch count hitting 100. But the real killer is, all right, now you're in the bullpen. Now you get a leadoff double from Luis Guillerme down a run. You're in business. You've kept the game close. You've got Max Scherzer out of the game. It's the seventh inning, and you've got a runner on second base and nobody out. And what killed me about Alonso's at-bat is, yes, Pete Alonso's a guy you envision hitting a 450-foot home run to break out of his season-long batting slump to give the Mets the lead. But all I need with a runner on second and nobody out in the seventh inning is move the runner to third base. That's it. Even with Pete Alonso, I'm thinking that. Maybe I'm too old school. Maybe I got a loser's mentality. Or maybe I just like old school baseball. Get the runner to third. Do I have an issue with Luis using Alonso as opposed to letting Hamilton bat? Not really, because I'm not saying I'd bunt. I'm not saying I'd give myself up completely. But I would try to hit the ball to the right side. And Pete Alonso did. He had a fly ball to right field, but it wasn't deep enough to advance the runner. And then Jeff McNeil grounds into that huge double play. And the Mets went down easily in the eighth or ninth inning. But the reason they lost last night's game is they're not hitting, and specifically they're not hitting in the clutch. And the numbers are just, they're kind of astounding. With runners in scoring position, they're hitting 208, which is bad. With two outs and runners in scoring position, they're hitting 132. It's not even normal to be that putrid with runners in scoring position. And that's what they're doing. And right now at a 7-11 record, what they're really doing is they're finding different ways to lose. If the starting pitching's good, you're not going to hit enough. If you're hitting, the starting pitching is dreadful. They have kind of found different ways to lose baseball games. And at 7-11, you know, I was talking to Joe before the show, and we both agreed, you know what? It's kind of getting late fast. And you could sit here all day and look at the eighth seed and how many teams make the playoffs, but it's getting late fast. You're a third of the way through the season. And today, who knows who's starting? We'll ask Luis in a half hour who's starting. I have no idea. But this problem of not being able to get the big hit has been a problem that's been going on for a while. And I got another pet peeve, and this isn't specifically the New York Mets, though the Mets are a part of it. The swinging 3-0 thing is just insane now. And Gary and Keith and Ron had a discussion about it last night on the broadcast. You give me all day what the numbers are when you swing 3-0. Those are the numbers when you put the ball in play on 3-0. What about all the times on 3-0 where you swing and you foul it off? Or you swing through it? And I'll tell you, if you're going to swing 3-0 with Pete Alonso, that's fine. If you're going to swing 3-0 with J.D. Davis, that's fine. Last night, Luis Guillerme is swinging 3-0. And I don't want to pick on Andrés Giménez because he's been great. He's been one of the positives. And his glove at shortstop has been fantastic. It continued last night. He had the triple last night. Giménez has been great. But he swung 3-0 2 days ago. Basically, if you can breathe, you can swing 3-0. And it helped the Mets over the weekend when Jonathan Villar was doing it. So I get it. It works both ways. This isn't something that's killing the Mets or even really helping the Mets, though it did help them over the weekend. But this is happening in baseball everywhere. And it drives me nuts, especially when it's guys like Luis Guillerme swinging 3-0. Or even in the Marlins case, Jonathan Villar. Really? They should be swinging 3-0? They should have that right? I think it's insane. But watching this team this year, that's been the insane part. Because the lack of the big hit, which really started from the very beginning of the season, has not stopped. It just continues on a daily basis. And it's 7-11. It ain't heaven, as Joe would say. So hopefully they can get the bats going as they continue this series against the Washington Nationals. Because I'm not confident the starting pitching is going to remain that solid. Rick Porcello did a fine job last night. I give him a lot of credit. It's probably going to be Walker Lockett today. We'll see. You know, if it's a bullpen day, if they decide to go that route, the bullpen has been so good lately, you actually think that that may be the best option. Can't believe I'm saying it, but you actually think getting 27 outs from the bullpen may be a better idea than taking Walker Lockett and saying, get how many outs? 9 outs? 12 outs? And look, a little bit of credit to Edwin Diaz, too. He's been a lot better. What I have noticed about Edwin Diaz, outside of the implosion game against the Red Sox, his worst performance when he put the first three guys he faced on base, got a big strikeout, then hit a batter. Edwin Diaz basically gets the first guy out every single time. Sometimes he's getting the first two guys out, and then he puts a guy or two on. It continued last night, but Edwin Diaz has pitched a lot better. Not enough to make him the closer, but certainly at this point enough to at least be a guy that you can bring into a close game and keep it close. He did his job last night. Jarrett Hughes did his job last night. The offense did not do its job last night. The offense failed last night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.